It's got 80 million followers and follows 46 people. Who am I talking about? Not Justin Bieber, but the President of the United States of America. And now, Donald Trump, who's very fond of tweeting, is threatening to close down social media. Let's find out what's going on, the how and the whys. Let's speak live to our US correspondent in Washington, Simon Marks. Donald Trump, I thought he was a big fan of Twitter.
Do you know, Jim, that he used to follow 47 people?
Ah, Piers Morgan, was it?
Exactly, yes. Piers Morgan got the ultimate Twitter diss from Donald Trump. He was unfollowed. Look, astonishing developments in the last few hours at both ends of this relationship. President Trump, as you know, is a relentless user of Twitter. He's been very busy over the last few minutes. The one thing he definitely doesn't want to talk about today is the fact that the United States is about to notch up its 100,000th fatality as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Instead, his most recent tweet says, "We pass 15 million tests today, by far the most in the world. Open safely!" Exclamation mark, he says in his latest tweet. But look, Twitter has now started fact-checking some of Donald Trump's messages, at least two of them yesterday, about one issue that the president tweets about relentlessly, this totally unsubstantiated claim that postal voting in the United States leads to millions of people casting fraudulent ballots in American elections. It's not only unsubstantiated, it's actually been completely disproven. But Donald Trump keeps talking about it. Ironic, given the fact that he himself has registered for a postal vote in this November's presidential election. It's all right for him, but apparently not for everyone else. What does that remind you of in the news these days? Twitter yesterday started branding some of his tweets on that issue with a warning sign and a link that encourages surfers to click on the link if they want to learn the facts about voter fraud. And you click on the link and you actually discover that the things that Donald Trump is tweeting are factually inaccurate. Now, we don't know if this is going to be part of a new relentless campaign by Twitter to monitor the president's feed. We will get an early indication of that very soon, because 45 minutes ago, the president tweeted in all capital letters, "Obamagate makes Watergate look like small potatoes." Obamagate, of course, being the conspiracy theory that he keeps promoting that suggests that Barack Obama and Joe Biden, the man, of course, he'll be facing off against this November, were somehow involved in some very still gelling conspiracy to spy on Donald Trump's 2016 election campaign. Now, the difficulty with this claim is that the president's own attorney general, William Barr, the top law enforcement officer in the United States, said publicly a few days ago that neither former President Obama nor former Vice President Joe Biden are subject to any kind of criminal investigation or criminal probe relating to the 2016 election campaign. He essentially said there's no such thing as Obamagate. So what will Twitter do, for example, about this message, now 46 minutes old, telling everybody that Obamagate makes Watergate look like small potatoes? We do know that every time Twitter takes this kind of action against President Trump, and they've done it twice now, within the last 24 hours, he relentlessly attacks them. His campaign issued a statement last night saying they had been expecting Silicon Valley to try and undo the president's ability to communicate directly with the American people. President Trump argues that his tweets are protected by the First Amendment, which guarantees freedom of speech in the United States. And he also suggests that not just Twitter, but other social media organizations, including, of course, platforms like Facebook, are engaged in a conspiracy to silence conservative-leaning right-wing politicians here in the United States. So all of this, Jim, gives President Trump another opponent to go after vigorously. And the irony of that is he will go after them in large measure on Twitter.
And from a story that is out of this world to another story that is out of this world, NASA is preparing for the first U.S. astronaut launch in almost a decade.
Yes, and this astronaut launch is going to be conducted by the private company SpaceX, by Elon Musk's space organization. These astronauts will be blasting off from Florida in a few hours' time. President Trump and the First Lady will be on hand to watch the liftoff. They're flying down to Florida a little bit later on here today, and the astronauts will be heading, of course, to the International Space Station. It's always so easy to forget that the International Space Station is floating above us all the time, and it's manned all the time. The president, I'm sure, is going to tell us that this partnership with SpaceX and Elon Musk by NASA is a good example of public-private partnerships. He's very focused on pushing the notion that US society is aided by public-private partnerships. Indeed, he says that that was the driving force behind his coronavirus response, partnering with so many laboratories, for example, to produce testing kits and engage in vaccine research. So this is a moment for him to escape Washington. It will be lost on no one that this is happening on perhaps the very day that the United States marks its 100,000th death as a result of COVID-19. The president's not staying in Washington waiting for that moment, but deciding to go to Florida to watch this rocket launch. But equally, there will be those people out there who say, look, this is a very important moment for the space industry, because it does establish that it doesn't always have to be the US government and NASA that is specifically putting astronauts up into space. Private companies can do it as well.
Live from Washington, thank you very much to our correspondent, Simon Marks there.
This is LBC News.